What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another gripping episode of Bridging the Geekdoms. I'm Robert Slavinsky.
I fought Frieza this time for 53 hours.
With me, as always, is the man who fought Frieza.
Your boy.
What is going on with this world? So, how's it going? What's going on?
Yeah,
this is the podcast. Yeah. This is the podcast that we talk, you know, comics, nerd news.
What you don't know is that my words are going faster in my mouth and none of it's lining up like traditional anime.
It's Ova-san! This is a weird opening. Very, very weird opening. But we got to be excited for Dragon Ball because this week is the release.
It releases, what, Wednesday?
The 16th, which I believe is Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that's the big release of Dragon Ball Super Broly in the United States. Japan's had it for like a month. Luckily, they lucky people there. But
Latin America had it for a while, too.
Yeah. But we're getting it this week, so it's kind of exciting. But this is the podcast that we talk about movies, comics, TVs,
and other podcasts.
And we talk about a lot of stuff.
This is the podcast about podcasts. We're self-aware.
The podcast within a podcast within another podcast.
That's podcastception.
So, how's it going?
What's new?
What have you been doing this week?
Nothing really.
Nothing?
Nothing interesting.
Wow. Your life is pretty lame.
Yeah. Just wake up and go through the motions.
I feel you there. Yeah. Gotham returned last week, so I had to catch up on those two episodes, watch that. It's weird. I'm not sure I'm going to like how they end the series. I kind of have an idea where they're going with it, but I'm not
sure. Batman dies.
No.
Batman kills that Batman, and the real Batman shows up.
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon becomes Batman.
Yeah, they're like, shit on everything you just thought, this whole series.
What if that happens?
That would be kind of cool. I'd be like, I have no clue how I guess that.
I don't know why that happened, but that happened. I'm not really digging what I'm seeing so far, but I've loved Gotham from start to finish with the exception of the one character, Fish Mooney, so I'm going to give it its chance. Yeah. I'm going to finish off the series, stick with it. I don't like what they're doing with Selina Kyle at all. Yeah.
Kill her off. Batman's going to kill her.
That'd be nice.
It's going to be the Batman from Titans.
I really did like her character at first, but I don't like it anymore.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Women,
maybe.
Making fun of anime and women all within the first 5 minutes.
What else have I done this week? Worked.
I've played Red Dead 2. That's about it.
Yeah, Spider-Man for me.
Yeah, that's about the extent of all I've done this week.
I watched Spider-Man: Homecoming. Again, with my kids.
Just in time for the trailer drop tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe.
You know. No, it was confirmed. Tom Holland confirmed it.
I mean, it's Tom Holland.
I would trust him. He died for our sins.
I mean, he's dead, so how can we trust anything a dead person says?
Aliens.
Honestly, Homecoming, I forgot how much I actually do enjoy that movie. It has its flaws. It absolutely has its flaws. All Marvel movie have their flaws. But it's an enjoyable movie. It's a good Spider-Man movie. I really do enjoy it. I like the, I have my issues. Like, I don't like Karen. I don't like that Spider-Man has an onboard, AI. I don't like that. But overall, I like that movie. I really do. And
nice.
Michael Keaton is, Michael Keaton. He's being Michael Keaton in a movie, so you gotta like that.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Michael Keaton.
No.
Exactly like that.
Let's see. My son, my kids have, or well, my youngest son, he's really funny. He's like, Dad, every movie I watch with Spider, because this is the first time he watched Homecoming. He goes, every Spider-Man movie I watch, Peter Parker dies. And I'm like, what?
Wait a second, what?
He's only watched, I guess, two movies with Spider-Man, like from start to finish, and that's Infinity War and Into the Spider-Verse spoilers. Into the Spider-Verse, the one version of Peter Parker dies.
I guess he's not wrong.
Yeah.
All the latest iterations do die.
Yeah, so I was...
Die,
quote-unquote die. So I was like, son, that sucks. Here, watch Homecoming. He won't die. And then he's like, that's the same one from Infinity War. I was like, yes, it is, son.
Spoiler alert, he dies.
So that was kind of fun. But he really liked it. And then we watched Infinity War the next day. And
you broke his heart right there.
Infinity War is probably it's probably now my most watched Marvel movie. It's either that or Guardians of the Galaxy, the mm-hmm. first one. I've seen both of those Marvel films countless times. It is a damn good movie, man. It is so good.
I told you.
And you know, the thing about it is, again, like I said, all Marvel movies have their flaws. Mm-hmm. And Infinity War has plenty. There are so many as I'm watching that, like, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. That shouldn't have happened. That's stupid.
Technically, that shouldn't exist.
But I think the story is so strong. That's why
that you can overlook that.
And you can overlook that. You know, I take a look at a lot of the other movies within the Marvel universe, Marvel Cinematic Universe, that I've not liked. And it's not...
It's a cookie-cutter plot.
Exactly. It's a cookie-cutter plot, or the story just doesn't work. That's been my problem with a lot of the Marvel movies that I don't like. Again, Infinity War. I could sit here and probably go on for 10 minutes of all the different flaws that I found while watching it last time. But I don't want to, because I love the story and I love the movie. But I'm going to cover this one here. It's just this one, because this one really irked me. This is the only one that really irked me, though. So you know when they're on Titan, all right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tony Stark's like, this is what we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. And Star-Lord's like, yeah, that's a good plan, but it sucks. Mm-hmm. And I think we should do mine. So we never hear what his plan is, because then they go to Doctor Strange. Yeah. And Doctor Strange is like, I saw 86 billion ways, and it's not.
I saw at least 3 ways.
And what is it, 16 million 4 ways or something like that. And so we don't hear what Star-Lord's plan is. And then later on in the movie, Thanos shows up on Titan, and they do their whole thing.
Yeah, shit hits the fan.
Yeah. And then finally they capture, quote-unquote, capture Thanos, and they have him subdued. And Star-Lord's like, you know, for the record, this was my plan. Bullshit.
Yeah.
No, I say bullshit for this one reason. The only reason why they even had the ability to capture Thanos like they did was because Nebula showed up. Mm-hmm. Had Nebula not shown up, which is something that Star-Lord would have had no idea was going to happen.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have been a plan. Now, okay, I get that it's a movie. Star Lord is going to be funny. He's going to say something that isn't.
He's going to kill half the universe.
He'll say something to just be like,
He's basically me of the Marvel universe.
Yeah, he's full of himself. Like anything that goes right, it has to be him. You know,
except that everything that goes wrong is me.
I get that, but it just kind of irked me. It was kind of like, no, I want to know what your real plan was. Yeah. Now, yeah, like that's all.
Probably sort of along the same lines, but then not punch him in the face.
Yeah. Maybe not punch him in the face and Nebula not show up. Like, I want to know what would have happened. Like, what was their plan? Was their plan to actually subdue him like that?
Yeah, because, or was it just luck?
Because how did they then know for Mantis to portal through with Doctor Strange to land on Thanos' shoulders, to hold his head, to put him, you know, to kind of sleep and blah, 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 that stuff. Like, that all had to be planned out. None of that would have happened without Nebula flying in and wrecking her spacecraft into Thanos.
Yeah.
That's the problem I have. You know, they make it like pre-Nebula showing up, absolutely. I can see it by that all, because it was all methodic and things were going and it was looking cool.
Yeah.
Post-Nebula, none of it should have been methodical. Everything should have just been a shit show, and they should have just...
And just, okay, improv it, like
exactly.
Whatever.
But it didn't seem that way. It still seemed like it was all methodical, and that's the thing that bothered me. That's it. But again, it's a small thing that...
Yeah.
With a movie that like that.
That is actually the densest Marvel movie we'll probably ever receive.
Yeah, yeah.
Next Endgame. You never know.
Yeah.
Can't speak for that one yet.
Yeah. We'll see.
Captain Marvel's probably going to be cookie cutter.
I have a weird...
I hope it's not Ant-Man. That's all I'm saying.
It's not... I don't think it's going to be Ant-Man.
I just hope it's not.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I'm worried that they're going to...
Cookie cutter,
yeah. That's I am worried about that, unfortunately.
Yeah, sometimes it'd be like that, I guess.
Sometimes. Anything else? Yeah, so you mentioned the trailer for Far From Home dropping tomorrow. We saw that.
I wrote a couple reviews that should be up on the website.
Excellent.
A couple here soon.
Excellent.
Hopefully I'll have a couple more done tomorrow.
Yeah. Now this episode we are going to be talking about I kind of going to switch it up on you here, buddy. I see you got your list there.
No!
We're going to cut it in half.
Okay, that's
fine. So instead of top 10, we're going to do each top 5. The reason being is I legitimately, after my top 5, I couldn't really put anything in my next five that I was like comfortable with being top 10. But we're talking about our top five movies of 2018 are what we're going to talk about. I don't have them in any particular order except for number one. Number one is pretty much solid as number one.
No, I feel pretty good about my top five. Everything else is kind of like 6 through 10 were kind of, you could flop them around. Yeah. It wouldn't really matter.
Yeah. Number one for you, Jurassic World, huh?
The movie I literally was on my phone for the entire time in the theater.
Yeah.
That one, I was going to throw it in there for dishonorable mentions.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was bad.
Before we get into that, though, excuse me, I want to tell you about a podcast, an episode of Bridging the Geekdom that's going to be coming up in February. I'm looking forward to everybody checking out. I got a chance to sit down with John Horsley from Spoiler Country. Now, we didn't talk our normal nerdy, geeky stuff like we always, or like we do on our individual podcast. Actually, what we did was we sat down. John Horsley has a comic book, a book coming out in the very, very near future. It's called The Ainz Anthology. And we sat down and we just talked about that first book, book one. We talked about it. We talked about what was his inspiration for creating it, what led to everything, all the people that are attached to the art, the stories, and everything like that. We talked for a good hour about all this stuff. So that episode of Bridging the Geekdoms will be out in February, so keep an eye out for that. But until then, if you want a chance to see what I'm talking about, the EynesAnthology.com is where you want to go. That's E-Y-N-E-S Anthology.com. Check it out. I am over the moon about this book. I cannot wait for it. Like, after reading the sample that he gave me and then talking to him, I am absolutely amped for this book. So look for it. Our episode, which is probably going to be the first or second week of February that it's going to come out. And yeah, learn more about it. So looking forward to that. And also check out Spoiler Country. It's a great show. All right, you can quit dabbing over there.
Yeah, a completely audio show. I do a visual gag. That's my life.
Now, we actually haven't done a list show for quite some time. It's probably been a year since we've done a show.
Honestly, probably.
Yeah, we used to do list shows all the time because I was like, I don't know what to do for content. I don't know what to do. And the easiest thing is to just make lists. You know, we've done Disney movies. We've done comedies. We've done, you know, our best horrors of 2017. We've done horrors. We've done a whole bunch of lists.
Actually, no, I think that was the Halloween before last Halloween.
It was 2017. Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. It's been over a year.
Yeah, I think we did do a best of 2017. I think I remember us doing that last year.
Yeah. That was probably the only one, I think. Should have been.
Maybe. I mean, we always do our what's coming up in this year, but that's not
That's not a list.
Yeah, that's just like, let's bullshit about what's coming out, what we want to see.
Yeet.
So, I'm going to let you start. We're going to talk about our top five, so we may have the same movies in there. We may not.
I doubt we will. Well, we'll probably have the same movies, but not in the same order.
If one of us touches on one that we have in there, like I said, the only thing that's solidly number one for me is number one for me. Everything else is kind of like it could be 2, 3, 4, 5 in any combination of ways. But I'll let you start. So go ahead, lead us off there, Colton.
My number five.
Number five.
Hereditary. That movie caught me by the side, man.
By the side?
Yeah, hit by the side. Yeah, like I didn't
surprise.
Yeah, there we go. By the side, caught me by the side. I'm making that a thing. But I was down visiting Nicole, and she was like, "You want to go see this movie?" And I was like, "I've never heard of it." Sure. And I walked out, and I was like, "I don't know how I feel about this." Then I watched it again. And I was like, "Damn, that's a good movie."
What is it that stuck out to you so much about it? I know we've talked about it in the past.
The complex story. The story is way deeper than like the movie lets it to be. It's one of those things you watch it and you're like, Then you start looking into it and you're like, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was pretty cool. I liked it. It wasn't really horror, but I guess suspense. But it was good. I feel confident in my number five.
Okay.
What about your number five?
Number five. I'm going to start with the movie that came out earliest last year on my list, and that's Ready Player One.
Nerd.
And
I still have yet to watch that.
Deej is gonna probably be freaking out at me about it, Deej from Nerdtalkalypse, because he read the book and he's like, "Oh, that movie sucks compared to the book." I mean, that usually happens, you know? I mean,
there's not one thing that's better than the actual source material.
I mean, it is what it is. And I tried to do the Audible version of the book. It had Will Wheaton actually narrating or reading the book.
Will Wheaton.
And I don't know, I kept getting bored with the book. Mm. Maybe if I actually physically had the book and was reading it, I might be able to do better with it.
Could be one of those things.
Yeah. But I've never gotten around to reading it. However, the movie just captured my imagination, and it just ran with it. And it was just so much fun. It was a cool...
And references for days.
Yeah. And just cool concept, cool ideas, cool things that happen within the movie. And it was just a fun time. And I sat there, and I think... Honestly, that was the most excited I was at the beginning of the year for movies. Mm. I know Black Panther was out earlier in the year, but I think for me, this was a lot better. And I enjoyed Black Panther.
I skipped right over it.
What, Black Panther?
What's not going to be in my top 10.
It's not in my top 5.
It was not going to be in my top 10.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even in honorable mentions.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you have it. What's your number four?
Number four. Infinity War.
Okay.
Yeah. For reasons that we talked about 10 minutes ago.
No, it's on my list also. Yeah.
It's just a good film. It was a fitting first half of 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just a damn good movie. It really is.
It's not your happy-go-lucky Marvel film.
Honestly, I mean, the best really starts when it gets to Vormir forward. That is where the movie just excels.
And it doesn't stop.
Before that, it has its moments.
You have to build it up.
You have to build it up. But it's just a damn good movie. I mean, you're right. It's
definitely top five worthy.
Oh, absolutely. For 2018, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's...
And it's top five worthy for a Marvel list as well.
Yeah.
Like, definitely top five.
Yeah. I give it that. I absolutely give it that.
Same with Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah. I'll let you do the next one, because Avengers is going to be mine, so...
Okay. Number three, Aquaman.
Really?
Yeah, I put Aquaman number three.
Aquaman number three.
Yeah.
That's my number one.
Yeah. Well, see, my next two are one you would guess, the second one you wouldn't guess. My number one you would never guess, unless you looked at my list.
Well, I'll let you talk about Aquaman, because I'm going to save that for my number one.
Well, you got Jason Momoa being Jason Momoa. It's all underwater, and the CGI is fantastic. The story is meh, but it's an origin story. You can't really, you know, give or take with that.
Yeah.
It's just good. Like, it's the DC film we all deserved. And it crossed $1 billion this week. Fun fact.
My number three, if you're done.
Yes.
Is Mission Impossible Fallout.
I was going to put that in my honorable mentions, but I kept it to four.
I tell you what, man. That movie is so much fun. That is such a good Mission Impossible movie.
But you have context to it.
Yeah,
I've seen every single
Mission Impossible leading up to it multiple times.
I had no context to it.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to keep my honorable mentions to four and not five. It would have been in there.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's just, I love it. I mean, the contrast between Tom Cruise and Henry Cavill in that movie are excellent. You know, you have Tom Cruise who, I mean, he's a built guy, but he's small. He's, you know.
He's like 5 foot six.
Small and quick, you know, and then you have Henry Cavill who's just... This big,
just a big
hulking man
of a man,
and he has powerful. Like when he's on screen, he just seems powerful.
And he loads up his guns, and he grows a mustache, and he grows a pocket. Just foo, a pocket appears. Fucking awesome.
Look, editing aside,
I'm not even making fun of it. He's just that powerful. The shirt just completely changed. He was like, "I need to be more of a man." Mustache grows. Sometimes I'm funny on this.
But, you know, it worked out perfectly between the two of them. And if you haven't seen the movie, sorry, spoiler alert. But
Tom Cruise dies.
But the twist that I saw coming, I absolutely saw coming, but I see all twists coming, with Henry Cavill's character actually being the bad guy. I thought was excellent. I thought it was done very well. I wish, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. I wish I could go into a movie and not see twists coming. Like, I wish I could be like those people that go in there and that are shocked and surprised.
You're like, go.
You're like, I wish.
Iron Man is that guy, because I can't think of his actual name.
Robert Downey Jr.
There we go.
That wasn't a twist.
But you get what I'm saying. I'm a Marvel fan. I get surprised at everything.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. That's I'm calling like shots today.
But Mission Impossible, go see it. If you haven't seen it, if you're a fan of good action movies, I say go check out
Mission Impossible. I second that. And I had no context to it.
Yeah.
It was just good.
Mm-hmm.
Probably would have been better with context.
Probably.
Hmm. Are you ready for my number two?
Go.
A Quiet Place. But I'm a slut for horror.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
And I still haven't seen that.
Yeah. It's good. It's actual like play on noises, and most of the film is silent. Just gives you suspense. I almost had an anxiety attack in the middle of it because it was so quiet. And I was like, just play something. Let something happen.
Yeah, I give that movie
it's so
a lot
sad that Jim happened in that.
I give that movie a lot of credit. Like, my mother, she likes movies, but she's more of the Hallmark Lifetime movie kind of goer. Yeah. You know, she'll watch the superhero movies. Like, if I take her to go see, you know, like a Superman movie or an Avengers movie or something like that, she is happy to sit down. She'll watch it. She's entertained. She enjoys it. She'll come out sometimes like, what this mean? What that mean? But I'll tell her about it. You know, I'll explain it to her. This movie, my cousin actually took her to go see, and she had no expectations. She had no idea what it was. The only thing that she knew is that it was going to be sort of like a horror film. And
it even really kind of isn't.
Yeah.
It's suspense.
Suspense, thriller. And she came out of that theater just blown away. She couldn't believe how good of a movie it was. So the fact that, you know, a movie like that can get my mom on board, I give it a lot of credit. I still want to watch it at some point in time. It's just my life is busy.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, once if I miss a movie in theater, it's tough for me to find time to sit at home and watch it unless it's more towards kids. Sometimes.
Yeah.
So
I feel that. But no, it's good. You check it out. You'll like it. Maybe.
What
is your number two?
Number two, and this is probably going to be your number one, I'm thinking. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Nope.
No, that didn't even make your top five.
It didn't make my top 10.
Wow. Holy crap. You liked that more than me, I thought.
Yeah, it didn't make my top 10.
Oh, dude, that movie's so good.
Yeah. No, I agree. So it's good. But my top 10, I felt confident in it. And I even put one movie I probably shouldn't have put on it.
Yeah, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, if you haven't gone and seen it, go see that movie.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of comic books, if you're a fan of comic book movies, if you're not a fan of comic book movies, go see this movie.
If you like yourself, if you don't like yourself, go see it.
Honestly, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you're somebody who doesn't like the current state of the comic book film genre, which there's a lot of people that don't, if you don't like what DC and Marvel are doing at all, go see this movie.
Yeah, because it is nothing like
it. It's nothing like it. This is something that just was completely just new and visually stunning.
And you were skeptical of that.
Yeah, I tell you what, because watching the trailers, I was legitimately getting headaches from the animation. It looked like the frames per second weren't enough, or they were off or something. It just seemed really, really weird to me. And I assure you, once you get in there and you start watching it, that goes away. Like, I don't know if your eyes just get used to it, or whether they speed up the frames or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever they do, it's fine. It works. The fact that it gets the comic book seal of approval from the, you know, whatever it's called. I can't think of what it's called right now.
Dark Horseman.
No. but they get the comic book seal of approval, which means that it is considered a comic book. Like, that is what that means. Like,
it's fitting. And it really is.
It is. My biggest issue is just with some of the designs of some of the characters.
Yeah.
You know, like, I liked, you know, they switched some things up with Dr. Octavius. That was fine with me. Wasn't big on the animation. Scorpion really was unfortunate.
Yeah, Scorpion sucked.
My biggest issue, though, was Kingpin. Like, Kingpin was just way too big. There was no other character as large as him. And I know they want to make him larger than life, but to me, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that really didn't work in the movie for me. Besides that,
everything was cool.
Everything was...
Yeah, I had the same beef with it. I did not like the Scorpion design, like, whatsoever.
Yeah.
I was like, this sucks. But, small complaint, though,
yeah,
compared to the rest
of it.
And
you know, they're talking... Obviously, they're going to do a sequel because it was such a great movie.
Yeah.
So they're going to do a sequel, And there's rumor that it's going to jump up 2 years in time, which I think would be perfectly fine, because at that time you would have Miles, who would understand his abilities a bit more and actually be a real Spider-Man at that time.
Which would be cool. Mm-hmm. But who would he fight?
That's a good question.
Because like they introduced a lot of people, and then a lot of people got shot down real quick.
That's a good question. Who did we not see?
I mean, Vulture. Was he in it? I don't think he was.
No. Goblin was in there.
I like the design for the Goblin.
I wasn't big with the villains. The villains really were kind of rough for me.
Spider-Man Noir was the best looking character, though.
It was cool looking.
I loved it. Every second he was on screen, I was like, I love this.
Yeah, that's excellent. All right, so what's your number one?
Number one. A Star is Born.
I still haven't gotten a chance to see that.
It made its way into my top 10 movies all time.
Like, okay, wow.
Yeah.
So if I were to sit here and say, do you think that's going to win Movie of the Year at the Academy Awards?
It should. It should.
You think it should?
Yeah. Like, it was that good. The fact that Lady Gaga didn't win any Golden Globes for that is beyond insane. She didn't win Songwriter or Best Female Lead. Jeez. She didn't win either. And that is blowing my mind how insanely dumb that is. That's how good her performance was. Well, and she's not even an actress.
Well, I mean, she is now. She's been in a few things now. I'd consider her an actress at this point. I mean, she's a musician first, but she's an actress now.
But, like, it is damn good. It is. Mm. Go see it. Actually, I don't think it's in theaters. Go buy it. I know it's on Amazon. Go buy it.
Yeah. I might have to do that.
Soundtrack's phenomenal, too. Knock yourself out with it.
Which is weird because you're not a country fan.
It's not really country. It's rock country. Yeah. It's like rockabilly.
Rockabilly. and we already kind of spoiled. My number one is Aquaman.
It's Jason Momoa's beard.
Go see that movie.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
There's a reason it made $1 billion.
Absolutely. It is the most visually beautiful movie you will ever watch.
And Jango Fett's in it. Biggest crossover of the year.
Ever. Like, there's not a movie that has ever come out prior to this that is as beautiful as this movie.
Or as CGI demanding and technological.
I mean, I'm sure there's been movies that have been more technically...
Attack of the Clones.
No, technically demanding. I think there have been more movies out there, other movies that have been more so. But this movie, the way it handles those difficulties, and yes, the CGI is not perfect. It's not going to be. No movie is perfect with CGI. You can always find flaws in CGI with any movies. I was watching Infinity War yesterday, and I'm sitting there at one point they were on Titan, and I went, holy crap, this entire thing looks fake. It just hit me. It just, like, I was watching, I was like, wow, this looks fake. So it just depends on how engrossed in the movie you are. It took me 12 watches of Infinity War to finally see that.
Yeah. You know, so, like, that's still speaking volumes.
Exactly. So with Aquaman, absolutely, the CGI is not perfect, but it is still a beautifully shot film, not just from the CGI standpoint and the colors, but the cinematography is absolutely fantastic and phenomenal.
The battle scenes are amazing.
It really is. And it like you were saying before, it's the DC film that we all deserve. Look, you know my love for the other DC films, but I agree wholeheartedly. This is a movie that I think fans of DC deserved, wanted, and
finally got.
And finally got.
And it's a shame that it was Aquaman of all superheroes.
Yeah.
The joke of the DC universe.
So, yeah. But that's our...
What are some of your honorable mentions?
Top five list. I really enjoyed Death Wish with Bruce Willis.
I never saw that. It was on my list. I never made it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything over the top. It was just a good, thriller. You know, it wasn't like not even a thriller, suspense. You know, it was just good. It was fun. Not fun. It wasn't really fun at all, but it was a good movie. I enjoyed
it. It was fun.
Probably the one that I almost, this would have made my top 10, believe it or not, Tomb Raider.
Still never saw that, but I had no desire to see it.
Alicia, whatever her name is, Vikander.
Sharkeesha.
She is stunning, and she is she absolutely kills it as Lara Croft.
I'm just disappointed she didn't have triangular titties.
But it was a good movie. Like, it legitimately was a good movie. I mean, was it predictable? Yeah. Was it what you would expect from a Tomb Raider movie? Absolutely.
But that's what you paid for.
When you're going to see a movie about a video game about a person who raids tombs and looks for treasure,
that's what
you should be looking to get. Yeah. And I thought it was done excellently. And I really do hope that at some point in time they do make a sequel to it. I don't think it made quite enough money to do it, but I can hope.
Yeah, you might get like a low budget one.
I wouldn't want that. That's when it sucks. Have you ever seen those low budget video game movies? Did you ever see Blood Rain? Come on. House of the Dead. Come on.
Okay, I kind of low key liked House of the Dead. I low key liked that just because it was so bad. It was like, come on.
I would say my comedy of the year would go to Blockers.
Yeah, that's in my top 10.
Yeah, I loved Blockers. I mean,
it was great.
It was just a fun time. It was funny. It was enjoyable. You know, John Cena was great in it.
You actually saw him. It was crazy.
It was a good time. Absolutely a good time.
There's one movie you haven't said yet, and I'm kind of disappointed.
Solo?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, honorable mention. Absolutely, probably my top 10. Probably would have made my top 10. Like I said, once I got after 5,
it was just like whatever, it can go wherever. There's another movie that came out last year that you haven't said yet. I thought you would have.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Incredibles 2.
Ah, I actually don't have that on my list. There it is. Now it is there. No, I really did enjoy that. That would probably be number 6.
That was my number 6.
That would probably be number 6, absolutely. So 6-1 I got, yeah, after that. Yeah, you know, like some of the movies that I actually watched, Mom and Dad, which I thought was hilarious for reasons. I mean, Nick Cage was absolutely chewing up the scenery in that movie.
And Nick Cage doing Nick Cage things.
But I would not put that on an honorable mention list. I wouldn't put that in my top 10 simply because it was a bad movie.
Yeah.
But it was just...
It was just so bad it was funny.
Exactly. That's why I would even talk about that. Black Panther, honorable mention, I think. Yeah. Maybe top 10, maybe. It wasn't a terrible movie. I enjoyed it. It was a good time. I don't think I ever need to watch it again.
I just think it was overhyped for what it is.
Yeah, you're right.
And I was like, I can't get past that to put this on this list. Yeah.
I saw Game Night also.
That was a good movie.
Eh,
I liked it.
So predictable.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, but that's what it was.
Yeah. Super Troopers 2 was so disappointing. It was good, but it wasn't
Super Troopers.
It wasn't even half the movie that the first one was, and that was disappointing to me. Ocean's 8 was just, again,
I'd never watched that.
It was just one of those movies that we didn't need. They took the idea of Ocean's 11 and were like, let's make it all about women. And that's all they did. It wasn't good. It wasn't anything original. They did nothing new except for add women. And that was...
That's 2018.
And to me, if you want to do that, I'm perfectly fine with you saying, hey, let's put women in this movie and empower women and so on and so forth. That's fine.
But make it good.
But do something different with it. Do something that makes it stand out as its own thing. Don't make it just say, oh, it's the same movie, just with women. That's not what we want.
That's the same thing that Ghostbusters suffered from.
Yeah, exactly. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom would probably make my worst list.
Dishonorable mentions.
Deadpool 2, it was good.
It's in my honorable mentions.
Honestly, I sit here and when I think back on it, like, I just am like, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, but nothing happened in it that would make it worthwhile. Yeah. Other than, spoiler alert, Juggernaut.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing happened that you would care about.
Ant-Man and the Wasp was better than the first Ant-Man, but...
No, didn't even make my list. Not even on my honorable mentions.
Teen Titans Go to the Movies. That was a good movie. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah, you know, kid movie. But it was... There was enough in there for the adults and fans of comics to enjoy it while watching it with their kids.
Yeah.
Halloween, I'm sorry, I was so disappointed with it. I enjoyed it, but I was just...
If I would have had a longer honorable mentions list, it would have made it.
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, good, but it wouldn't make my top list at all, only because it did nothing to move the story forward, in my opinion. It just kind of was like... All it did was like... Hey, look, we have Dumbledore in this film series now, and we have somebody who could also be a Dumbledore. And you're like, kind of like, what? And that's all the movie does.
And then if you follow the series, it ruins continuity.
The 2 hours of that movie, the first 2 hours of that movie, is literally just before that ending. Like, that's all
and
it
that's so dumb.
Exactly. Like, it does nothing else at all for what came in the first Fantastic Beasts. And really, it doesn't seem like it's going to do anything for what comes after if you know the lore.
It's there for a cash grab, and that's what it was.
Creed 2 would be in my top 10 for sure. It was such a good movie. I was thinking about putting it in my top 5, but I kind of went against that only because you take a look at my top 5, and there are some damn good movies. So Creed 2 was there. Excellent movie. If you like the Rocky series, go see it. Supposedly, Sly Stallone saying it's going to be his last one in the Rocky franchise. I think he'll be back at least once more.
Yeah.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2 was just bad. It was not good.
I still want to see it.
I mean, cartoon Gal Gadot's hot, but, you know, whatever. probably the worst movie of the year that I saw in theaters goes to Venom.
I still get to see it.
There's not a redeeming quality in that movie at all for me.
It's nice to see that the people are actually starting to acknowledge it.
That it's bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was like, oh my
god. After it makes almost $1 billion.
Yeah.
You know, and we're getting a sequel that we don't need.
Yeah. Carnage is the villain, and yeah.
It's just going to be bad. And they brought back the same writer. They brought back the person who legitimately screwed up that movie to begin with. That first one. The story makes no sense.
I'm not going to lie. I gave it a try. I fell asleep in the first 5 minutes. I couldn't get into it.
It doesn't work. But that's, I think, all the movies I saw in theaters. So, all right. So go with your honorable mentions and such.
Well, I'll finish off my list. Number 6, I had Incredibles 2 because we've waited, what, 10 years for it or something like that? Over 10 years, 15 years, something like that. 7 was Blockers because I got to see John Cena do a butt chug. Number 8 was Pacific Rim Uprising. I really liked it.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it.
It was really good. Added a lot to the lore. So we got that going. Number 9 was Solo. I mean, it should be higher because I'm a Star Wars fan, but look at everything above it. I mean, I really could have put it at number 8. Everything else above it deserves to be above it.
Yeah.
And number 10, Winchester, came out at the beginning of the year. Really good horror film.
Well, sorry, I do remember you talking about that.
Yeah, really good horror film. Yeah. Forgot it came out this year. Thought it came out in 2017. Mm-hmm. Honorable mention, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. 12 Strong. That was a really good movie, too. About the first 12 men into Irakistan. Deadpool 2, and then Teen Titans Go.
Huh.
I felt confident in my list this year. I was like, a lot of good movies came out this year.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't put Bohemian Rhapsody anywhere.
I was going to put it in my honorable mentions, but again, it's a good movie, but it should not be called Bohemian Rhapsody. It should have been something with just Freddie Mercury. It was not a Queen biopic. Mm. It's a Freddie Mercury biopic.
Unfortunate. Real quick, you know, I want to mention a new TV show that came out last year that I think is worth everybody checking out. Jack Ryan, it's on Amazon. Check that out if you haven't. It's based off of the Tom Clancy character of Jack Ryan. If you've ever watched some of the older movies, such as Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger, Hunt for Red October, like Jack Ryan is a character in those movies. They've kind of, this is not attached to that, but it is, you know, about that character, you know, kind of a reboot of the character. And it is an excellent show.
Isn't Jim in it?
It's Krasinski, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim.
I'm glad that he moved on from the paper company.
Yeah, it's nice.
Doing things with his life.
Yeah.
So happy.
I wonder how it got from being Jack Ryan to him having to be quiet all the time.
Now, hear me out. Something happened. The aliens landed.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, he gave up his life to save Pam, but Pam died, so he remarried and was like, we need to repopulate now.
Okay. And then he created an alien.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I have no idea if that's the...
That's the lore, and I'm sticking to it.
So what else in 2018?
Oh, like? I forgot to mention, I watched Bird Box finally.
Yeah, how'd you like
that? Don't do it. It is the plot. You'll see my review sometime this week. That plot, it starts 5 years prior, and then it jumps to modern day, then it goes 5 years. Like, you don't know what the hell's happening, for starters. It's jumping everywhere. People can... Okay, spoiler alert. If you look into the monstrous things, it makes you kill yourself. Commit suicide. But certain people are immune to it and make other people open their eyes and look into it. I don't understand how that works at all. And then somehow, spoiler alert for the ending, they make it to the school for the blind at the end of the movie. That's in the middle of the fucking woods.
Hmm.
Like, why is there a school for the blind in the middle of the woods, for starters? And two, I mean, I get that they're blind and immune to everything, but how? Like, there's so many people there. And the monsters are literally circling that school. How?
I couldn't tell you.
Exactly, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
I don't know why it has so many. I mean, I understand why people liked it, because people liked, you know, Ant-Man and the Wasp, but, you know, yeah.
All right, I got to get our little rant on here real quick.
All right, because I started this rant, so do your rant.
They're doing another Turtles movie.
Yeah, no, I saw that, and I was like, come on, stop kicking the dead horse.
Like, I don't know. I have two boys.
And, you know you're going to get stuck seeing it.
Well, no, they're at the prime age for Ninja Turtles.
Mm.
They don't care. They don't care about the show, the movies. You know, like, I have the old movies. They don't care. Like, someone who was younger watched the first, like, newer one that they came out with. He just doesn't care. Like, they don't care. So how? Like, I mean, I'm not going to say all boys are like my boys, but my two boys are pretty nerdy, so.
Yeah. A cash grab. They know that people from the 80s are going to go see that movie.
But why?
Because nostalgia. That's all it is. They're cashing in on the nostalgia of TMNT. When in reality, it should have died like in the early 2000s.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't lie. You're going to go see it. Probably. You're going to have to.
Well, that's next year.
Oh, it's 2020. I thought it was this year. I thought it was the end of this year. It's like, you may have to go see it.
God. Oh, boy. And then something really interesting popped up through DC Comics this past week. So for those of you who don't know, there was a whole deal going on with the Flash in DC Comics after Rebirth called the Flash Wars. Mm. And
where he runs real fast.
Young Justice number one came out. And let's see, it's the first appearance of Bart Allen, also known as Impulse, since Flashpoint in the New 52. Now, there was a version of Kid Flash of the 31st century who briefly filled the role for the relaunch and the newest Teen Titans, but that wasn't Bart. The Bart in this new Young Justice is Barry Allen's grandson. Also Max Mercury's pupil, and eventually was killed by the Rogues. Thankfully, Bart Allen being written out of the DC Universe following Flashpoint means he was able to leap back into the action with a pulse and everything. And he did just that on the final page of Flash War, which, again, Flash War was really cool. It was a war between Wally West and Barry Allen and stuff like that. Really cool.
Everybody was Kung Fu fighting.
Yeah.
Hi-ya.
But this feud between West and Allen, and I'm reading this from Screen Rant because I didn't write anything up on it, but I did want to talk about it. There was a feud between Wally West and Barry Allen actually sent a crack through the Speed Force wide enough for Bart Allen to escape. Now, here's the crazy thing. So, at least we thought he was in the Speed Force. Struggling to maintain his own identity like Wally West had before he launched DC's Rebirth... Now, you got to remember, at the beginning of the first issue of DC's Rebirth was Wally West being stuck in the Speed Force and he was trying to escape. Mm. And if he was forgotten completely by somebody outside of the Speed Force, he would have been lost to the Speed Force forever. Never able to come out.
That would have been crazy.
And he was able to find a way to reach Barry Allen and, you know, remind him of that he existed, and he was able to be pulled out of the Speed Force. Really good issue. I recommend everybody to
check it out. Don't you own it?
Yeah. Let's see here. So, at least we thought he was in the Speed Force. Struggling to maintain his own identity like Wally West had before he launched DC's Rebirth. And the struggle that Jay Garrick is still trying to escape. But when Bart erupts into action in Young Justice number one, he can't help but prove his sense of humor is intact by making an aside to the reader. Crazy day, even for me, Bart notes. One minute, I'm running to Canada to join Alpha. Oh, man. And believe us. Okay, so that's what he says. And Screen Rant goes, and believe us, that line does a whole lot more than give Canadians something to cheer about. Assuming you know the Marvel heroes, Bart was on his way to join before returning to the DCU anyway. Marvel's universe is inside the Speed Force.
That makes sense.
Again, it's referenced that DC fans might completely miss, but one Marvel comic fans are guaranteed to understand immediately. Because of all the superheroes who call the Great White North home, the team dubbed Alpha Flight is Canada's most well-known. There's no other reference or joke that could explain Bart's reference. But even there... Wait, even if there were, it would be obvious that Bendis was intending readers to make the connection to Marvel's universe, a universe that has been playfully alluded to, and thanks for the pop-up, to existing alongside DC's own reality, even appearing as one parallel universe in the larger DC multiverse.
That's pretty cool.
So, I like, come on, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So all you Marvel fans out there, suck it. No.
Yeah, you in the Speed Force.
You part of DC continuity. It's not the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Endgame Batman shows up. Or, sorry, Moon Knight shows up. Is that his name in Marvel?
Yeah.
Moon Knight.
So I wanted to talk about that because I thought it was really, really interesting.
That's pretty cool, though, that they're making that tie.
Yeah, I mean, it's loosely. It's a loosely tied. But honestly, it's one of those things that it's just a playful thing. Honestly, I don't think it means anything. I think they were just kind of like, let's make a little reference to see if people pick up on it. If so, cool. If not, oh, well, we never have to admit it. We never have to deny it. It's just one of those things.
Actually happens and becomes a big crossover thing again. Why that not? Would be cool.
Why not?
Get a Flashpoint 2.0.
That wouldn't be Flashpoint. What was it called?
Yeah, I don't
People
remember
are yelling
called.
At me right now. Bob! Yeah!
I yelled for you guys.
Oh, boy. So, DC vs. Marvel... issues 2, 3, titled Marvel's Comics vs. DC was a comic book limited series crossover from April to May 96. The series was written by Ron Mars and Peter David.
That's 22 years old.
Yeah. So there's only 4 issues, but yeah.
I wouldn't want to see a Marvel versus DC thing, though.
That's weird, because... So I'm on Wikipedia, and I know it's Wikipedia. It says... Nice. Oh, issues 2 and 3 were titled Marvel's vs. DC. DC vs. Marvel was, I guess, the other 2 issues. I see.
It's kind of weird that they didn't put them together, though.
No, I mean, they were together.
No, I meant, like, 1 and 2 weren't DC vs. Marvel, and 3 and 4 weren't Marvel vs. DC.
I guess that's how it worked. I don't know. I wasn't alive then.
I legitimately could say that. No, I was. I was fresh out that womb.
I was fresh out that womb. No, I was alive then. I wasn't as into comics at the time.
You weren't a nerd.
Yeah, and I do want to call out John Horsley real quick.
Nerd.
I got Facebook up here right now, and what the hell, man? Trying to fight me on Man of Steel being an amazing movie? Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. I will sit here and debate you with it, no problem. I ain't afraid.
I'll commentate it. Oh, you hear that? He's typing. He just called him a bitch.
I just said I ain't afraid.
I ain't afraid.
So, yeah, I really don't have anything else. It's probably a shorter episode. Maybe we hit an hour. I don't know if we hit an hour yet.
We're about 10 minutes short, but it's long.
Whatever.
It'd be like that.
Make sure you check out the Fandom Vibe, where we have our newest show, Shooting the Sith, up on there now. We're actually probably going to record another one here today, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Excellent.
I gotta go home and record one for me.
So, yeah, we're gonna record another episode. We want to get a few episodes out on the Fandom Vibe. Fandom Vibe is where it's gonna be your one-stop shop for anything that is related to one specific like thing. You know, so whether it's Star Wars, Pokemon,
butt play,
Harry Potter, anime, anything that is specific to one genre, one thing, one. Brand, that's where you're going to find it there. So make sure you look up Fandom Vibe. That is one of our network shows. And check out Nerdtalkalypse.
Hashtag Farside.
Hashtag Farside, which we will be getting some more content out there. And
my podcast.
Oh, Colton's Gaming Corner.
Yeah, I'll be making that feed here soon.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So thanks for listening. And I guess we will all
see you in the next episode.
I don't know how we'll see them.
We'll hear you in the next episode.
We won't hear them either.
We'll speak at you in the next episode.
Take it easy, everybody.
Bye.